Hi, I'm Callie Hardy, and you are listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
That was very good, very professional. Now, Callie, I got to take you back in time. This is how we found out that Hardy was going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, my God.
First of all, listen, before we get down to brass tacks here, as my dad used to say, might we have some breaking news here? You want to explain what's on your mind, Jessica, what you brought up to us?
Yeah, so Hardy, the other day was, I guess, National Girlfriend Day, and you posted to your girlfriend, "Happy Girlfriend Day, Callie. Might be one of the last times I get to call you my girlfriend."
Yeah, what about it?
You're not going to comment, are you?
Nope. The only reason I'm not saying anything is because she has a lot of family and friends that are in San Diego, and I... anyway, I gotta keep my stay close to my cards here.
Hardy is in love, man. Yes. This is great.
Isn't that wild?
That is insane.
I like how he was like, you could feel the excitement of him wanting to say something, and then yes. He realized, oh no, I can't do that.
That is so awesome that you guys have that.
That is so him.
Oh my gosh, that just makes my day. That is so funny.
I think he said more to us too, but that we took a lot of it out because he was like, yeah, it's going to happen soon. But
yeah. Stop it.
Because we told him we'd edit it out. So yeah.
Well, we didn't want to blow a surprise.
Oh my God, that's so great.
And it's such a Hardy line. Like, might be the last time I get to call you my girlfriend.
Sure.
Like, it's such a...
Yeah. It's, well, he clickbaited everybody, yeah, is what it, he did. Everybody's like, what, no, breaking up?
No, you know? I know. Yeah. Mom, you texted me after he posted that.
Yeah,
it's on your little skylight frame is the screenshot of that Instagram post. I see it all the time. That is so funny, you guys.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
Now you found out something you didn't know.
That is crazy. That is so funny.
I love it. 833-287-1037. It's time for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And right now, Hardy's mother-in-law, Sherry, is going to play for you. You'll automatically get tickets to see Max McNown at SoMa on September 9th. And if Sherry beats me, you'll also get $100. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Callie Hardy, and you're listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Thank you, Callie. Callie also brought her mom, Sherry, this morning. Thank you for being a part of our show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Your husband, Mike, isn't here, so I'm going to have you speak for him. The two of you, when you found out that Callie was dating this songwriter, musician, what were some thoughts that you had? Or is it even better to fast forward to when he wanted to marry her, what you guys were thinking?
Well, it's so funny you said that, because I'm not sure I've ever really said anything formally to Michael or to Callie, but I remember thinking, when I found out Callie was dating a songwriter, I was thinking, oh gosh, struggling artist. Yeah. This is going to be rough. Like, you know, I had no idea what the world of songwriting entailed. I actually never even thought about who wrote songs until then. I just kind of always assumed that people who sang songs were the ones who wrote them. And I never really quite put much into it. But, you know, we just adore Michael. We love him. I mean, and immediately we hit it off. It was just...
Oh, it's hard not to like him when you meet him and get to know him. I mean, you just... If you meet him and get to know him and don't like him, you're the problem, because he's so easy to like. However,
so
you're also thinking about your daughter and her future.
Of course.
You bet.
And, you know, at the time, I mean, Callie had already left and gone to Ole Miss, so she was already gone halfway across the country. And, you know, and we always knew that if she was going to continue dating, that where else could they possibly be or go but Nashville.
Yeah.
So we kind of already knew that was going to be in the works. And they dated for 3.5 years before they got engaged. And so I just remember it was during COVID, and I'm like, Callie, like, when are you guys going to get engaged? Like, this is crazy. It's going to take years to plan a wedding and blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to, like, just do something, like, you know. But when Michael asked us for Callie's hand, it was at the Dustin Lynch concert at, he was playing at the pool party at, was it the Mandalay or the Mirage? I forget. And then he had asked Mike, and then Mike,
I think it's really funny that he asked his permission to marry your daughter in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
They were all shirtless. They were all in bathing suits.
Yeah. Like, and it was like 110 at like 10 o'clock at night, you know.
Oh,
it was
my
like
gosh,
110 outside. I just remember my husband, Mike, taking me out into the crowd. And I didn't know at the time that it all transpired between Mike and Michael. And he took me out in the crowd. And when Michael started singing Boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
then my husband looked at me and said, Callie and Michael are going to get engaged. And Michael asked for Callie's hand. And it was just such, and Michael was watching from stage me.
Sure.
And my reaction with Mike, and it was just really special moment.
There's
it was
a video
amazing.
Of it somewhere. Mom's crying,
and
in the
Callie wasn't
sobbing.
There. Callie wasn't at the concert. It was just
that was the moment he asked Michael.
Yes.
Or he asked Michael. Asked Mike.
We have a lot of Mike and Michaels.
Yes,
it's hard to keep.
He
track.
Asked for permission.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's so great.
And it was super special.
What a bonding moment. Shirtless in Vegas in a pool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 100%. I think you guys were all hammered, too, just to add a little spice to that.
I like it. That's
and by
so
then,
cute.
We knew him and his family so
yeah.
well, and we adore all of them. And it's been such a blessing in our lives. Honestly, it's been amazing.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, eventually, every songwriter writes a song specifically for the woman that they love. And we're going to chat with Callie about that at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.